Or better. No, huh?
The chapel?
Chapel Eye.
Does that run into the Mississippi or?
I think it does. Our branch is all from the Mississippi, one of them, but Chapel Eye is the right name.
Mm-hmm. You tell me about a real bitter medicine people used to take.
666, three sixes.
Mm-hmm.
That's the bitterest you can take. It's so bitter till it's yellow looking.
What's in it to make it bitter?
God above knows. I doubt it's the man who made it, no hollow self, but it's bitter.
Uh-huh.
You don't get nothing no bitter than 666.
Uh-huh.
It's bitter as bitter can be. But it's good for fevers, different chill and all that crap. You know, doctors prescribe it to you. Mm-hmm. Drug it. Three big sixes sitting up on the bottle.
Uh-huh.
Or three sixes.
Do you ever hear of a white powder people used to take for colds or fever?
White tallow?
Powder.
Powder.
It's real bitter.
Quinine.
Uh-huh. Quinine.
Do you used to have to take that?
Oh, yeah, I took quinine. You take it and put on a paper. My papa used to make it all the time. When you put on a paper, he take the little blade of his knife like this and get just as much as that little blade is whole. That's where he measured it. Be half full and put in a capsule.
Uh-huh.
But it gives us a capsule. So he would take that capsule with it in it.
Uh-huh.
That's where old people used to measure quinine for children.
Could you still taste it?
Huh? Yeah, you can tell you somebody gonna stick on there and it'd be going to build us a don't know what. And you better not fool around and let the thing melt in your mouth, do you don't got into it.
say if a man was shot, you say, well, the doctor did all he could, but still the man
is in suffering condition.
Or still he went and what?
Bleeding.
Uh-huh. Or if he didn't live, you'd say that.
Oh, he died. Man, still the man didn't live. He died.
Any nicer ways of saying somebody died?
Well, yeah. You could say he ceased it.
Mm-hmm.
He deceased it.
Uh-huh.
But he didn't live. He deceased it.
What about a way of saying that it's not very nice?
Not in saying about a man died, not nice?
Uh-huh. You say, I'm glad he finally.
Well, I'm glad he finally died. He wasn't no good or something, you know.
Uh-huh. Do you ever hear kick the?
Huh?
Do you ever hear I'm glad he kicked the?
No.
Kick.
kick the man.
Kick the bucket.
Yeah. I heard a man say, "Well, old something so and so and so there, he done kicked the bucket. He's gone." That you sure right. That used to be the word, old people.
Uh-huh.
I don't know how you got it in your books, but that used to be the word of people. He kicked the bucket.
Uh-huh.
Yes, sir.
He said,
boy died till Saturday night. Buried him yesterday.
Mm.
Right down the hill down there.
Mm.
His name was Leonard. And he was in a car. Fastened up in the car tight. You couldn't get out. He was stuck.
Mm-hmm.
And his head, when he died, his head was laying back that way. That car was hot. Inside is a pot of coffee. And he died. I mean, young lady was with him, and the girl, she ain't quite dead, but she nearby.
Mm.
So they said she raised her hand up yesterday for the first time.
Mm.
But he had his car running, sitting still.
Uh-huh.
Well, when it bogged up, got dated in the exhaust pipe. Well, that shot that odor back up inside the car up on him, you see, and hot inside the car was hot as far. Never shut your car up if you have to ever get stuck. You always leave you a crack hole, leave that motor running a crack hole about like that.
Yeah.
Don't he'll kill you, show it. Well, you see, he'll kill you easy. You go to sleep. You get sleepy.